was up.
Or the sun did what?
Rose.
And when I got outside, the sun had already...
risen or set.
And you say, today is Thursday, so Wednesday was... Thursday is today. Wednesday was...
yesterday.
And Friday is...
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here...
last Sunday.
Or not last Sunday, a week...
or Sunday before last.
Okay. And if someone was going to leave on a Sunday, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that...
Sunday week.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about...
2 weeks or half the month.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody...
If you wanted what?
To know the time.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your...
wristwatch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it was...
7:30.
Or half?
Half past 7.
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you'd say...
quarter of 8.
And if you had been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a...
while.
And you'd say 1972 was last year.
Last year.
What's that?
Was last year.
1973 is...
oh, 1973 is this year.
Okay. And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
a year ago today.
Okay. And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say that he's...
he's 3 years old.
Okay. And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room's about maybe 15...
about how tall what?
How tall this room is. You'd say it's about...
12 feet.
Okay. And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black...
clouds.
And on a day when the sun was shining and there weren't any clouds, you'd say that's a...
a beautiful sunshiny day.
Okay. And when it's real cloudy and overcast, you'd say it was...
threatening.
What do you mean threatening?
It threatens to rain.
Uh-huh. What about a day that's just... The sun isn't out. You can't... it's not shiny.
Well, you might say it was murky or overcast or... mm-hmm. Slightly cloudy.
Mm-hmm. And if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away...
it's cleared off.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
We call it a downpour, or a heavy shower,
mm-hmm.
or a thunder shower.
If it's got thunder and lightning in it,
it's a thunder. We wouldn't call it a thunder shower unless there was thunder and lightning.
Mm-hmm. Is a shower lighter than a downpour?
Shorter time. And it's generally not as heavy. There can be light showers and heavy showers.
What about something that just a little rain that just lasts sort of all day?
Generally called a drizzle.
Okay. What about real fine rain?
A mist.
Okay.
Now that is used as a verb, and I doubt whether that's correct. It's misting outside.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that's a verb.
Mm-hmm. What about if you get up in the morning and you can't see across the road? You'd say you had a...
still dark.
Or you had a...
can't see across it.
Yeah, because this heavy mist that settled down.
Oh.
You'd call that a...
across the room, you say?
No, you can't see outside.
Oh, foggy.
Or you'd call that a...
a fog or a mist.
Okay. And you'd say all night long the wind...
blew.
And the wind has... what?
Stopped.
Or...